episode 253, Proverbs 10 is coming at you. Here we go. Okay, that didn't work quite as well as I thought it would, but you know what? We're just gonna go with it. Welcome to Proverbs Every Day. My name is DJ, and yeah, today we're gonna be diving into Proverbs 10 in the complete Jewish Bible. I forgot to pray for you, so I want to do that real quick. Father God, thank you for your words and your wisdom to us. We do pray that you would grant us next understanding. But Father, we also acknowledge that it's difficult for us to put our fear, put our trust, put our reverence completely in you. We live in a noisy world. So Father, I personally pray for those that are taking the time to view this today, that they have taken times out of their day, that you would bless them with that peace that transcends understanding, that you would pour out a blessing into their lives that they just are blown away by. Father, whatever's going on, whatever illnesses, whatever barriers, whatever sins, whatever unspoken things are present in their lives, Father, that you would swipe those away. You would replace them with your grace, your understanding. Father, we love you and we pray all these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. All right. Proverbs 10. There we go. The Proverbs of Shlomo. Might have to... Okay, yeah, I'm thinking of just making a song that is just Shlomo. And we'll play the Proverbs 10. This is a whole section of Proverbs that are just like quick hit little sayings. So these are all sayings of Solomon. What I picture with these is a father writing things on a post-it note and leaving it for his son. Obviously that, you know, we're not talking about literal post-it notes, but in today's age, that's kind of what this looks like to me. That's what I picture in my mind. Obviously by now you've realized that I tend to visualize things like that for better, absorption. And so that's kind of why I picture this. So Proverbs 10. A wise son is a joy to his father, but a foolish son is a grief to his mother. No good comes from ill-gotten wealth, but righteousness rescues from death. Adonai does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. There's a lot to highlight here. No good comes from ill-gotten wealth. I mean, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to believe it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are very much like thinking that they've got this backwards, in other words, is what I'm thinking about here. So that they think that all wealth means it's come from no good. That's not what this says. it says no good comes from ill-gotten wealth. In other words, if someone has created something that the world loves and they just eat it up and they just buy a bunch of it, you know, I have an iDevice here. This is my iPad. An iPad, right? It's my only Apple device that I've actually ever bought. But a lot of you out there have like an iPhone, that sort of thing. Do you despise Apple and the people that run that? Do you despise those people because they're wealthy now? Probably not. I mean, a lot of you despise Elon Musk right now. But not, well, a lot of you do despise Elon Musk because of his wealth. But I would challenge you in that, you know, those are things where that was not ill-gotten wealth. That was them providing something that the world thought was valuable. And just because you haven't done it doesn't mean that it's ill-gotten wealth. Now, there are those out there that have benefited from ill-gotten wealth, but no good comes from their lives. It's not really anything that matters in the end. Righteousness rescues from death, not wealth. But see here that Adonai does not let the righteous go hungry, but he thwarts the craving of the wicked. That's the intention here. That's what this does. Idle hands bring poverty. Diligent hands bring wealth. Again, you've got your choices. And I find that a lot of people that despise wealth have idle hands. I'm not saying you should be like greedy. I'm not saying you should be like seeking after wealth as if it's a means in and of itself, because we see that right here that it's God that is the true provider here. But he's also created a system where we need to be diligent. That's what brings that in. How awesome is it that we can have wealth that we can share because we have that excess in our lives, because we've been diligent? I think that's amazing. A sensible person gathers in the summer, but he who sleeps during harvest is an embarrassment. So it's a sensible person who gathers in summer when it's warm out. But if you sleep during harvest, you're an embarrassment. In other words, there is a time, there is a place, and you need to be that person who is ready to go. That's a verse on preparedness right there. Verse 6, blessings are for the head of the righteous, but the speech of the wicked is a cover for violence. The memory of the righteous will be for a blessing, but the reputation of the wicked will rot. Wise-hearted people take orders, but a babbling fool will have trouble. Not sure I have anything to add on those. Verse 9. He who walks purely walks securely, but he who walks in crooked ways will be found out. I'm sure there's ways I could make these rhyme, but another day. Verse 10, he who winks his eye instead of rebuking causes pain. Yet a babbling fool will have trouble. The speech of the righteous is a fountain of life, but the speech of the wicked is a cover for violence. Hate stirs up disputes, But love covers all kinds of transgressions. That's a good one right there. Verse 13, on the lips of the intelligent is found wisdom, but a stick is in store for the back of a fool. It's a rod, spanking, a beating. Wise people hide their knowledge, but when a fool speaks, ruin is imminent. And hide, by the way, this is one of those where if we look at this in some cross-referencing, what we're going to find is that it is conceal or hold back. They don't make it in front of people in the way that they're responding to everything. And this is the confusion of wisdom being kind of a stoic kind of a thing. And it is. And there's a notion of holding back and just letting a fool be a fool and just kind of, you done? That sort of thing. There's a wisdom to that. And honestly, I think in today's age, especially, we need to be very cognizant of that, that it is important for us to hide this away a little bit and say, you know what? I don't think that you're going to be able to hear me. I don't think you're willing to hear me. I think you just want me to say, either agree with you or make it so that you have something to attack me with. So yeah, wise people, they hold back. They conceal that. Now at the same time, I do want you to see here that there is a point where if you are doing things that are basically agreeing with it or making them seem like you're agreeing with it, that actually causes pain. So don't be that person either. There's a balance. There's truth in the in-betweens, as I often say. Verse 15. The wealth of the rich is his fortified city. The ruin of the poor is their poverty. We're going to see some more things about that too. The activity of the righteous is for life. The income of the wicked is for sin. He who observes discipline is on the way to life, but he who ignores correction is making a mistake. So observing discipline is the way to life. He who covers up hate has lips that lie. Anyone who slanders is a fool. When words are many, sin is not lacking. So he who controls his speech is wise. The tongue of the righteous is like pure silver, but the mind of the wicked is worth little. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for lack of sense. You know, I should also just remind you of the way I highlight. So red is things that are worth looking at other translations on and worth kind of digging into. Blue is when we have things that relate to one another or things that are keys that are found, like you have a lot in Proverbs, especially, you have a lot of contrasts. And that's what these all are to me. These are almost always like this thing, but that thing, this thing, yet that thing. Choose this, not that. There's these contrasts. We'll play the contrast song after we're done here today, by the way. But that's blue. Green is things that I personally take as action items, but I hope that many others will take as action items as well. And so when I highlight he who controls his speech is wise in green, that's a, hey, DJ, rein it in, buddy. And yellow is just a general highlight, things that are good to note that you know you might want to highlight things green, that sort of thing. That happens, but that's my system. And I don't say that enough, but that's why I do things the way I do. Verse 22, the blessing of Adonai is what makes people rich, and he doesn't mix sorrow with it. I don't want you to get it twisted. I am not a like the what do they call that, prosperity gospel or whatever, you know, think it and it shall be, or any of those utter nonsense things that don't exist in scripture, those twisting of words. Quite simply, if you live a godly life, that's what makes you rich. That not because you are conniving and seeking after it and that sort of thing. It's more of just God is a God of abundance and you just can't help it. You know, you can't help but be people that have enough and more. So you have, and then you have enough to be a blessing to others as well. You have enough to retire early. You have all these things that are there, not because of what you did, but because of what God made you the kind of person to be. The blessing of Adonai is what makes people rich. And he doesn't make sorrow with it. Verse 23, to a fool, vileness is like a game, as is wisdom to a person of discernment. What a fool dreads will overtake him, but the righteous will be given his desire. When the storm is past, the wicked are gone, but the righteous are firmly established forever. Like vinegar to the teeth and smoke to the eyes is a lazy person to his employer. Sorry, I'm just thinking of some friends of mine that I'm in a mastermind with, and don't be that person. Don't be that lazy person, is what we're saying here. Why this is grouped in with these other ones, I'm not exactly sure, but yeah. 27, the fear of Adonai adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. What the righteous hope for will end in joy. What the wicked expect will come to nothing. The way of Adonai is a stronghold to the upright, but ruin to those who do evil. The righteous will never be moved, but the wicked will not remain in the land. Fear of Adonai adds length to life. Yeah, when we deal with fear, the thing that people fear more than anything else is dying, which I think is the unsureness of what that will be like to die is maybe another way to say that. Fear of Adonai, fear of God, adds length to life. It makes that not a thing. So why are we choosing to fear everything else? Why are we misplacing that fear? Just stop it. Stop it. Verse 31. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom, but the perverse tongue will be cut off. The lips of the righteous know what is wanted, but the mouth of the wicked knows deceit. Yeah, lots of, I mean, like I said, these are the we're beginning this series of contrasts. It's going to go on for many more days. So buckle up, kids. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I hope this gave you something good and actionable today. Obviously, there's some some callings to a young man to put his priorities in the right place. And I think there's, even for us that might be a little bit older, it there's the same wisdom applies.
Control your speech.
Very important stuff. Put your fear in the right place. It's very important. Don't be lazy. Let's see, where is it? Yeah, idle hands bring poverty. It's not rocket science here. But it is a calling, and it is real. And good stuff. All right. So I promised you a song. I wrote this song and had the AI do the whole thing. I think 2 months ago. But anyway, I call this the contrast of the righteous and the wicked, because a lot of these proverbs that we're going through will be those. So you'll hear some of these themes come up for the next few months. And so this is just a fun way to kind of bring those to front of mind. And while I'm playing these, I'll have some links that are going through here. First off, the most important thing, do feel free to share this with people, especially that you know need to hear this, that this is something that you want to encourage them to have a daily habit of. You can just go to, or have them go to 11talents.co/YT, and that'll have them be able to subscribe. Hit the little bell icon. That'll make sure you get these notifications whenever these new videos are dropping. You haven't done that yourself yet? Oh, well, then maybe you should do that first and then tell your friend to do it. Yeah. Click the bell. It's important. In any event, I'll have some other things up for you too. These are just ways to support the channel. I'm obviously personally compensated for these, and then I just take that money and just put it right back into spreading the word about this. And so whether that be in boosting videos to bring in more people, subscribers, and that sort of thing, whatever that looks like, you know, the whatever earnings we get, we just push right back into the channel to make it so more people see what we're doing here. So just to understand that part of it. But I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Be blessed by the best, and then go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys.
The pages of Proverbs reveal to us a contrast between the upright and the wicked. Choose your path wisely. A steady road so clear, their words a beacon, hearts they steer. The wicked dancing shadows deep, entangled lies they lose their sleep. Wisdom whispers in the shade, folly dances on parade. Hearts of gold and hearts of stone, rivers sow where seeds are sown. The path you choose shapes who you are. The bar, the choice is made. Oh, can you see? Define your fate, your destiny. Riches gained by right hand's toil grow like flowers in fertile soil, but treasures won by wicked schemes turn to dust, dissolve in dreams. Tongues of wisdom heal the hurt. Tongues of fire spew the dirt. Honest hearts will bear the fruit. Crooked souls lay down no roots. Life. In every word there's peace, not strife, but wicked tongues bring only harm, their whispers wrapped in fire.
to the bar. The choice is made, oh, can you see? Define your fate, your destiny. A proverb a day will bring wisdom your way. Read a new chapter each calendar day. Weighed with grief, finds no solace, no relief. Spirit weighed with grief finds no solace, no rest.